Welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week, and we're picking up our study here in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verse number 6, asking these three questions in this series of broadcasts. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Are you ready for the end of this world? Are you ready for your judgment? Three very important questions, and we want everyone under the hearing of these broadcasts and others to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior through repentance and faith in Him. Repent of your sins and believe the gospel the Lord declares in Mark chapter 1, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, and resurrection for the salvation of your soul. You need a Savior. You need one to do for you what you cannot do for your sins and for yourself and your soul. You need Jesus as Savior. Here this church of Thessalonica has received word in one form or another that the return of the Lord Jesus Christ has already taken place. The apostle is dealing with that, and he lets them know that there must be some things that take place. First, that there be a falling away, which we certainly have seen in our day, and the man of sin be revealed. And we ask the question, to what extent will he be revealed? Three facets of that, or three possibilities of that, is that the man is born and alive, known to his family, if you will, and his acquaintance. Or would he be revealed in this second way, in that he is a world leader, and he has found a man among peers, but it's not known at this time, or not known in time, until these things come about that are mentioned in this passage, that he is the man of sin. Or does this world, the word revealed, mean that it will be a time that the people of God, by the word of God, will know that this is the man of sin by his actions and his pursuits according to what the Lord has told us and prophesied concerning such? He reminds them about having told them these things about the man of sin and what he would do and how he would rise up claiming to be God. This is Antichrist. This is Satan's Christ. This is Satan's Savior, if you will. Satan is always a mimicker and a copier of our Lord. And this is his Messiah. We see and saw last time in verse number 6, and now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. There's some things that need to be done, and there's a hinting to the restraining power of the Spirit of God. It is that way. Satan would have his way and do much more wickedness than he has done and pursued if it were not for the restraining power of the Spirit of God upon this earth. And the apostle is going to tell us that there is going to come a time when our Lord is just going to back off, when the Spirit of God is going to back off. I think we see that in our country now. Blessed by our Lord for 200 years with prosperity, with the blessing of freedom of worship and service of God, freedom of religion, rather, that we have had in our country, freedom from terrible disease, much wealth and prosperity because of our nation nationally, honoring God as who He is, not being perfect in every way, by no means, but honoring God Almighty, Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, whose Son is the Lord Jesus Christ. There has been blessing upon our country. But now, over the last handful of decades, we've sought and murdered the innocent and murdered babies by the millions. And our God is displeased with that. We've taken God out of our schools. And the mention of God, Jehovah God, yes, that's the foundation upon which this country was founded. The principles and the word of Jehovah God, we've taken him out of that. We've removed him from government as our government federal buildings are being renovated and new ones being built. All mention of scripture and references of God are being removed. It's been a systematic effort by the atheists and those that are at hand in the leadership and the bureaucracy of our government. Where we once honored God, now we reject God and we refuse God. This whole faulty consideration of separation of church and state. There should not be a state church and a state-funded church. There should not be such a thing. Religion and the pursuit and freedom of religion is not to be dealt with or controlled by the state in any way. No state-run church. But that separation of church and state does not imply that we're to be a godless nation in our government and a godless nation in our education system and so on. By no means does the separation of church and state imply or indicate that. Back to our study, we know what withholdeth, verse 6, that he might be revealed, the man of sin in his time. For the mystery of iniquity, verse 7, doth already work. It was working in the day of the Apostle Paul. The mystery of iniquity, and it is indeed a mystery. It is not totally known. Some aspects of it are known. We know that the devil goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. See, we know about that. But the particulars of what he does are not completely known by all. The mystery of iniquity doth already work. It was working in this day. It was working to deceive this church by this false word that they had received. And the apostle is writing to straighten that out. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. This is speaking about the restraining power of the Holy Spirit of God. The mystery of iniquity doth already work, even in the day of the Apostle Paul in the writing of this letter to the church at Thessalonica. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. The Spirit of God is preventing the work of Satan and restraining and corralling the work of Satan. God is not struggling to do so. He is just doing so according to his will and according to his plan. He is being long-suffering until his people will be saved. He's being long-suffering. He was long-suffering before the Lord Jesus came, and he was long-suffering until the time that the Lord Jesus Christ came as Savior. He's being long-suffering so that his people would be saved. He'll save his people. Sinners will be saved. You have yet this moment. And you have nothing beyond this moment, but you have this moment because of the long suffering of our Lord. And today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Repent and believe the gospel, because there's coming a day, there's coming a time when the Spirit of God is going to back away and Satan's going to be able to pursue all that he desires to pursue. He's being held back. He's being restrained. That's what this word letteth means. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now restrains will restrain, if you will, until he be taken out of the way. God will remove his spirit and back up his spirit once more, and Satan will have his way upon this earth, and the man of sin will be brought to power, and he will have his way too. Verse 8, and then that wicked be revealed. And then shall that wicked be revealed. We see here a capital W. It's a name of this man that's referred to in verse number 3. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin, that wicked, be revealed. And again, we have this word revealed again. The word revealed, to what extent revealed? Will it be born and known by his family and by his acquaintance and friends? Will he be, number two, consideration and thought, will he be known amongst as a ruler or a great one of the world and a ruler of a nation? Or, number three, will he be known by his activities and the prophecy and word of God that we have? Will he be known that he is at hand by the people of God? And then verse 8, then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. In Revelation chapter 19, in Revelation chapter 20, we see the Lord Jesus coming on a white horse with his saints, with 10,000s of his saints, as Jude proclaims, and he fights against the Antichrist and against the man of sin, against Antichrist, the man of sin, and he casts him into the lake of fire. He, the Lord Jesus alone, fights with the word of his mouth. And it says here, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, by the word that goes forth, by that sharp two-edged sword that goes forth from our Lord. His word, by his word he will fight. He'll not have to touch any physically. He'll fight against him with his word. And he'll destroy him with the brightness, the white hot glory and brightness of our Lord when he comes. He will deliver Israel. He will deliver Jerusalem. He'll save a remnant from amongst his nation. He'll come with his saints, and this man of sin, this wicked, this son of perdition will be destroyed by our Lord. He will come to rule and reign for 1,000 years, as he has prophesied and foretold. We read here in verse 9, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan. That's this man of sin. That's this wicked, his name, capital W. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Oh, this man is going to come, and he's going to be believable. He's going to be able to do extraordinary things. He is going to have his power from Satan, and because the Spirit of God is going to back away, he's going to be able to do wonders and signs, lying wonders, and manifest great, great power. Are you ready for the return of the Lord Jesus Christ? Or do you have help and hope as this man of sin would be revealed? Because this man of sin is going down. Jesus is going to defeat him. Jesus is going to take him and put him in the lake of fire. Will you be the Lord Jesus' disciple and follow after him through repentance and faith in him and his gospel? Or will you be a disciple of this man of sin? Christ or the Antichrist? Which one will you go after? I see their time is past for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles, and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954 by email at obchurch@gmail.com or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.